Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Library here in about 8 minutes. Everybody's favorite, most hated segment in this show's entirety. We did do some looking. Tonsil tickler, which is what Andy Reid said they're going to do on Sunday, was tickle some tonsils. His words, not mine. According to the text line, I'm guessing it means ram it down your throat. Football. Terminology.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody from the 785 says, I think it means what you think it means. Andy's a savage for saying that.
I just want to win, Jim.
And then it says from the 816, it means shove it down your throat.
Yeah, I think ultimately that's kind of what it does mean. Like, they're going to shove it down. You hear it all the time. But that means being... what's the word I'm looking for? Not aggressive, but
assertive,
violent, you know, yeah. Something like that.
Be intimidating, willing to, physical.
Yeah, like, when was the last time they did that? You know, you can't change who you are at this point of the season, right? They really haven't been that physical, running, you know, smash mouth, you know, shove it down your throat type of football team ever, you know, quite honestly. And now
I think the offensive line would like that.
I think maybe they would.
When
yeah.
healthy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When healthy. Yeah. If you got all our guys out there, that's one thing. But I mean, yeah, I mean, they should have been doing that all season long. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not okay. Now December, it's time to, you know, go out there and play some smash mouth football. They kind of should have been doing it, you know, really since the beginning of the season. But I think what happened is it got away from them real fast. They thought it was always going to kick in, and they were never going to be in this position, and it never kicked in. And now it's December, and they're going, oh boy, we got to do something different. It's like they woke up and went, so Christmas is here,
right?
You know, like that's exactly what it is. I mean, they woke up one morning in December and went, well, we better go shopping for Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's time. So, I mean, the time is yours, as Andy always likes to say. Go out there and be that assertive team and go out there and win and go out there and show everybody that you still have what it takes, because there's a lot of doubters out there right now, and rightfully so.
Yeah. According to Urban Dictionary, tonsil tickler has a description.
Mm.
Loyola opened her. Never mind. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I'll stop reading that one. Yeah, we get it, Andy. Thank you very much. Well, we'll see, because the one thing that we've heard from Andy is that we're going to clean some things up in week 13.
We keep hearing that. It's not cleaning things up at this point
should
anymore.
Be, it should be pretty
are.
Well clean.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fix that one of these days. You're not going to fix that car, Terry. Like, it's not happening, yeah. Dude.
Why is that car still sitting in the driveway? I'm going to get to it.
Yeah, it's not going to get fixed. That tarp's still on it. Just go ahead and put it on Facebook Marketplace and get rid of it.
Right.
Just admit who you are.
Right.
We're a sloppy team that's trying to survive.
Right.
That's now, again, exactly you cannot go into a Zoom press conference and say that. I understand that. But again, like, we'll see. I mean, this could be, and we'll ask the question a little bit later, because, like, I mean, this is, you know, this is one of the more interesting weeks in the NFL season because of, obviously, the season that has played out. Like, Baltimore and Pittsburgh play each other this week.
Yes.
Maybe the fifth best game on the schedule. And that's an AFC North clash.
Right.
I mean, it starts with Thursday night.
Hell of a slate.
I mean, huge. Chiefs and Texans finish the week off.
Right.
Dallas and Detroit, I mean, that game could be 41-38. Mm-hmm. It should be fun. But for those of you that, yes, I understand that Kay Adams is in town. I appreciate all the love out there asking me if
why is she here?
Because FanDuel opened in Missouri yesterday.
That's what it was. I was like, what is she doing? Like,
so they promoted it.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
I mean, we were the only state, finally, to come around. And so she was at Arrowhead. She was talking to some people, and Tyrann Mathieu, Mark Donovan were with her. And she interviewed Tyrann Mathieu, and she had this to say to him right out of the chute.
Let's say it's not their year. What is one change that you'd like to see this team make for next year?
One change I would like to see them make for next year. Man, I feel like they got so many holes. I would really like for them to get a running back that...
Don't get me started on this.
That can really...
What does that prompter say?
That can really take, you know, that type of... That pressure off of Mahomes. You know, like,
but Breece Hall.
I think they need a real running back.
Hall
I thought they were going to get him.
It's interesting because nobody ever said what he said right there, to take that pressure off of Mahomes. That's an interesting comment for me right there. It's like, take the pressure off of Mahomes, where it always used to be Mahomes is going to be that guy. He's going to lead us. He's going to take care of everything. We don't need the weapons. Patrick's the guy. And now we're at a spot where it's like, well, all right, now we've got to take the pressure off of Mahomes this year, right? I mean, it's something that is new. It was not a conversation last year. It was not a conversation years before. It became a conversation after the Super Bowl and all offseason, and now here we are. That goes back to ownership allowing these guys to go out there and make those moves and make those decisions. Was there a running back out there worthy of spending the money on? I don't remember anymore now. It's November, December. That was back in March. But it's interesting to hear him say, take that pressure off of Patrick Mahomes, because for so long we relied on Patrick to do it. I got a text from somebody that works in baseball yesterday that listens to our show, and he's a scout. I forget where he was, on the road or whatever. He's listening, big Cowboy fan. And he says to me, he goes, I think that the Chiefs, not a Chiefs fan, but he said, I think the Chiefs have a Mahomes reliance problem right now. They rely on Patrick Mahomes to do too much. And I'm like, yeah, I think at this point of his career, they are relying on Patrick Mahomes to do too much. And maybe he's not going to be the Tom Brady where everybody around him just becomes this awesome player because of the quarterback. Maybe Patrick Mahomes is going to need some of that help. And I think this season has shown us that Patrick Mahomes is human, and giving maybe that running back this offseason, the right running back, and then Andy utilizing that running back, that does make a lot of sense. But you can bring the running back in. Will they utilize the running back? And that's where my disconnect falls.
I think if you bring in that type of running back, like Damien Williams was that type of running back. He could do it all. He could run, he could catch, he could screen, he could, you know, block. Be that guy. He could block as well. Jamaal Charles was that guy. Mm-hmm. They just, for some reason, once they got Mahomes and his, like, start of his career, because Damien Williams was damn near the MVP of the San Francisco 49ers Chiefs Super Bowl.
Should have been.
And then they were like, good riddance. And since then, nada, right? And I remember, and I looked at Mac kind of questioningly, because I remember Monday morning after the Super Bowl, I said, go find that running back in the draft that can take that pressure off of Mahomes. And you hear Tyrann Mathieu say, oh, man, where do I start? They have a lot of holes.
Where do they have holes, though?
Defensive line, line, linebacker, safety.
The corners aren't great. We just talked about McDuffie. Yeah. Jalen Watson looked like ass. Joshua Williams has been in and out hurt. They don't play Noah Williams. So if you like Noah Williams, that's great. You got one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole defense, I mean.
Yeah, the defense needs a reboot.
Needs a reset.
It really does. And you need to get young players in there, too, and move on from some of these tired veterans. Like Charles Amenahu, who I've seen that dance enough. I don't really know.
Might Pinnell still play with the
You
Chiefs?
Know, watch. because Pinnell.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
Where is your guy?
Yeah, where's he
He wears 69. We all know who wears 69 for every NFL uniform.
Right. That was not a move.
No, that was Chris Jones.
That was like, we just need a body at this point in time. A move is like making a big trade for, you know, like a Quinnen Williams. I hate to use that example because Dallas went out and got him, but that's the type of player that this team now needs on their defensive line.
Well, look how much better the Jaguars offense has gotten since they went and got Jakobi Meyers.
And he killed it this weekend. Mm-hmm. He looked great.
Yeah.
Instant spark.
Yeah, and they've got to utilize that. And so I think having this having this down year for them, maybe it does wake them. You hope it wakes them up a little bit.
Opens
and go, okay, yeah, and say, all right, we thought this was the right way, and it was hard to argue with any of the results that we have seen mm-hmm. with this team, right? So we've gone to the Super Bowl and the AFC Championship game every year for the last, what, 8 years, right? Why would we try to change something completely different when all of this is working? Well, that's when you, I guess you have to change something. We always used to say with New England, it's better to be a year too early than a year too late. And that's kind of where the Chiefs are. I think right now with the running back thing, the Chiefs missed the year. And I'm as guilty as that as anybody, because I was watching what they were doing all last 8 years, not really needing that running back. They figured out a way to always make the running back work in this system. But defenses have also changed. And the predictability of what's going on right now with this Chiefs offense has also changed. And well, so the circumstances are different than they were, you know, a year ago for this football team.
When you
team.
Look at how they disguise not running the ball. Right, they had Tyreek Hill, who could run jet sweeps. They had Mecole Hardman. They ran little shovel passes to Travis Kelce because it worked. It was efficient, and it was their way of running the ball. Mm-hmm. Well, like we said yesterday that we spent a lot of time on, people have adjusted. People know.
Right.
And we watched the video from 3 weeks ago where they tried to do an RPO, and that linebacker said, yeah, nice try. I'm still following right. the defensive player. They know. They're not doing it. Right. So, I mean, until you go get somebody – because to me, that was one of the more important parts about getting Breece Hall, was not the fact that you'd have an uptick in somebody who could run the ball, but you're putting somebody back there that's belief, where it's like, oh, I mean, yeah, Kareem Hunt's back there, but what's he going to do, pop off a 40-yarder? No. What could Breece Hall do? Pop off a 40-yarder. So you kind of have to keep somebody there, which then again, you look at how it's a trickle-down effect where that safety has to be honest. When that safety knows you're not running the ball, he's like a center fielder that knows Barry yeah. Bonds is coming up. I know he's not bunting. I'll just put my ass on the back wall and wait for him to hit a pop fly. Yeah. If it goes over my head, it goes over my head. But I know it's not going anywhere else
right.
if it doesn't. So, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things. And maybe they will address that, because you got to think with the way that they tend to spend, they're going to try to find a running back in the first couple of rounds, and hopefully it pans out. But if they do want to spend and they do want to open the checkbook and say, hey, CH, not Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Hey, CH, Clark Hunt. Hey, we know what your billion-dollar quarterback needs. It's a running back, and here's three guys that are available, and they're 27.
Yeah, and you have to make sure that you get the right running back, too. The worst part about it, this is really the first time we're going into the offseason with everybody thinking, oh, this is a glaring need that they got to address, right? You hope they don't go out there and address it with the wrong guy because they need to take somebody, and that's the worst spot to be in the draft, where you draft at a position of need, and you take, like, the fifth-best running back instead of the second-best guard, and then you've missed on that guard, and they haven't done that in the past.
And not only that, but I mean, last year there were free agent running backs that were not expensive. Yeah. Now, I understand that J.K. Dobbins is hurt right now. He was available.
Javonte Williams is not hurt.
Yeah. He was available. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys were there. You went with Kareem Hunt. You see where you're at right now.
Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah.
I mean, $2.5 million.
Who?
Yeah. Javonte Williams makes $3 million.
Yeah. I mean, but those are the decisions that, you know, you look back on and you say, okay, they missed on that one. And there's not many of those in this era of Chiefs football. I mean, they've done an amazing job. It's just this year, the things aren't working out. The teams have caught up to them. They need to change and do some things differently like they have done in years past. And, you know, you change your offense up a little bit, become a little bit less predictable, and get young guys out there, man. We need young blood right now. You need young blood running around out there. And I don't think this Chiefs defense right now has enough young guys producing.
That's the opening of the door. It's been closed for 2 weeks. It's a little frigid in here. Saving on the heat bill in the Likens Library, where we love to inform and piss off. All right, let's tickle some tonsils here with some new books. Better story of the 2025 season. Caleb and BJ at number one. Or Bryce Young and Canales potentially winning the NFC South.
I'm going to go with Young and Canales because nobody even mentioned their names at the beginning of the year. People were talking about, you know, Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, all the Bears. The Carolina Panthers are an irrelevant franchise with an irrelevant coach and an irrelevant quarterback, and they're doing great things. So I think that is the better story this year.
That voice stays loud. You'll be irrelevant in the library. Mac?
Yeah. I had them 8-9 this year. I had them second in the division. I liked the offense. Liked Bryce Young as an improvement, so I just want to say that.
Hey, dog dad. Take that dog voice down. That's what his sweater says, by the way. It says dog dad.
Dog dad. Give me Caleb and BJ.
Better superhero story. Guys, I have some updated odds of available books. Better superhero story. Drake May at -135. to be MVP? Or Matthew Stafford at plus 135 to be MVP? Because we thought Matthew Stafford was going to be weakened at Bernie's this year. We thought Drake May was going to be good. We didn't know he was going to be MVP good.
It's Drake May.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I didn't think, that, I mean, you know, this is unbelievable what he's doing. I mean, he got me to say I'd start my franchise with him over Patrick Mahomes today.
It's crazy. Give me Stafford. May's got the Bills and the Ravens left. I don't think Stafford loses the rest of the year.
Okay. This is a tough one this year. We finally have a good comeback story. Which comeback story has been more satisfying in your opinion? Dak Prescott? Like, he went from Dakota to Dak. Okay? We went from shaming that man's name to calling him Dak Prescott. Or CMC, Mr. Do-It-All in San Francisco.
CMC.
Quick.
Yeah, it was quick. Yeah, give me Dak. I actually think he should be the MVP conversation.
He is minus. He is plus 1,500.
Wow.
They're not even in the playoffs right now, are they?
I don't know if it started today. They could win that division, though.
They could, but let's get there first.
He's been very good.
That's the only way he's going to win the division. Sorry, Library Gold's here. You got to win the division to win MVP. Who's more of a fiction story? The Denver Broncos or the Indianapolis Colts?
Indianapolis Colts.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You think Denver's real?
No. No.
I'm just can't. I can't. I mean, that's smoke and mirrors right now out there.
Yeah, Colts schedule got tough and they're going to lose the rest of their games. Not the rest of them, but I don't know if they have three more wins.
They're losing four or five.
Yeah, exactly.
Final book in the library on a Tuesday on December 2nd. Pick your ending that you'd like to follow. The AFC North or the NFC West? Check out those standings in the NFC West.
Yeah, it's the AFC North for me.
You just like seeing tragedy?
I hate the NFC West. I just never found that division appealing.
It's not Bob's division.
Yeah, it's just not my division.
Three teams have 9 wins in that division.
It's insane.
It's nuts.
And the Cardinals have 9 losses.
That's right.
Did you see his comment? God, what was the coach's comment yesterday? I was going to pull it, and I'm like, it's not worth my time. He said something.
Gannon?
So, yeah.
Oh, damn, now I got to see.
Oh, I know what it was. It was basically an Andy Reid. We're not far away. We just don't know how to win, is what he said.
3-9.
I didn't know the sponge was supposed to be wet.
They lost to the Titans. That should be a fireable offense.
He also punched a player.
Yeah. How's that guy still employed?
Yeah, cheap.
They are cheap out there, man.
I'll go NFC West.
Okay, that'll conclude the library here on a Tuesday. Woo. I do like the NFC West a lot, man, because it normally is a dog water division, Dog Dad. It is normally like a division where you're like, this team, because you remember all those years, 7-9, somebody snuck in. Seattle gets in at 7-9, beats the Saints with the Marshawn Lynch run or whatever that year was. I think that was the year. The beast mode run,
I think
right?
It was, yes.
And back when teams could go 7-9.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you got 2 weeks left in the season. But I
heard something about that run the other day. They ran that play completely wrong. That play was completely wrong. Marshawn
Most
just ran through.
Most of the big moments in life happened out of mistake.
Wasn't the catch to Clark? Wasn't
Has
that,
many
was,
kids.
Wasn't the, was it, yeah, is it Dwight Clark? Is that who caught the ball?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a wrong route or something?
Yeah,
he was supposed to go underneath. He went over, he went behind.
I love that.
Joe's just like, here you go. I mean, Jet Chip Wasp.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I don't even know if that was ran right, but it worked. Like, hey, Tyreek, just go.
Yeah. Just get out there and get open. Okay.
So, hey, I saw a point yesterday. I wanted to talk to Fantasy Mac about this. What is your opinion? Because I saw some people pissed because so this week buys, there's 4 teams, right? New England, San Francisco, Carolina, and the Giants. 4 teams on buys this week.
Damn.
Week 14.
It's insane.
This is the last week. And this is the last week of fantasy football.
Oh.
Before playoffs start.
So if you're, say, on Christian McCaffrey's on your roster... Like, do we need to go an extra week? Do we need to extend playoffs? Like, how do we fix this? Because this is kind of a crucial topic in sports because a lot of people don't care. Nobody cares about your fantasy team.
But they care about
people
this.
Care about fantasy football.
Right.
Week 14, 4 teams on byes. No Dowdle. No Tedero McMillan.
Nah, this is massive.
No Christian McCaffrey.
Kittle.
No Kittle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all out
there.
Why
are the buys so late this year?
Because they do this stupid thing where they give two teams a bye in like week nine.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people. I noticed I went down a rabbit hole on Reddit yesterday, and it's like, let's talk week 14 fantasy football. And I'm like, okay, this is interesting. Like, is there flyers, streamers, whatever? Because, like, there's a lot of people that have already locked it up that are in. There's a lot of people that are already eliminated. But right now is the most fun part of fantasy football because there's a lot of people that are like 7-6.
Oh, yeah.
6-7. You know, or they're on fringe line of, like, either making it or not. And maybe they have Christian McCaffrey or maybe they have, you know, whoever. And they're not playing this week because they're on a bye.
That's too late in the year for a bye
because
for an NFL team.
Because then you have
team.
The other side of it where week 18, nobody plays.
You can't do week 18.
So you've got 15, 16, 17 to get playoffs in. Like, do you start playoffs a week early? I don't know how you fix
it. I think what you do is if you're the NFL, you've got to condense these buys to the middle of the year, first of all, because it really is.
So what's a bye do in week 14?
Well, that's the other thing. It's such a strategic disadvantage, I think, for a lot of the teams that have these buys late. Now, if you're a 17-0 type of team, 15-1, like last year for the Chiefs, you have a bye. Now you're like, all right, it's good going into the playoffs to kind of have that bye. Right. But it really, I just think it's such a disadvantage to have a bye this late in the season, especially like a team. You mentioned the Giants are going to be on a bye. Do you think they're going to show up after the bye?
No,
they don't have a coach. It's a mess. It's a bad situation. They're not showing up after the bye. Okay, so why wouldn't you do the byes basically between like week 6 and week 12 or something like that, and that those be your bye weeks? But this is where the greed comes in. The NFL needs this Europe game here, this Tuesday game here, this went, so it's hard to condense all these byes, and now all of a sudden all your teams are at strategic disadvantages because some teams had those byes so early in the season, like week 4 or something like that, which is that's a century ago in the NFL.
Because I mean, this is probably your biggest fantasy show of the week. By the way, 9 o'clock on 96.5 The Fan. This is it, man. And there's four teams on byes.
Yeah, that's massive. And there's no fix to it right now. There's absolutely nothing you can do. You can't go later because week 18. Yeah, this is on the NFL. And I think you said week 6 through week 12. Make it week 6 through week 13. That's 8 weeks, four teams a week.
Oh, okay. I'm good with that. However the numbers work out, yeah, that's fine. I'm good with that. 8 weeks, four a week, and just do it.
Call
and
it
be
a
done
day.
With it. Like, I guess, I mean, I know why. It's greed. It's money. It's TV. It's all of that kind of stuff. But the NFL punted this weekend, guys. They what they should have done is just had the Thanksgiving game, gave everybody the rest of the week off because they punted on games this weekend. And you'll see next week, and obviously, as you mentioned, the schedule a little bit, how good that is. The NFL is known to do that, right? Mm-hmm. You have a couple of weeks. You know, people are going to be traveling and all that kind of stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so put the good games on Thursday, punt the rest of the weekend, and that's what the NFL did this week. But no, you got to get those buys in sooner. You got to work with your TV partners and all this other stuff and whatnot. And the players need to speak up on that, too. They said, we can be having buys in week 4 and week 14. That just doesn't make any sense to anybody.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get to a tough Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.